Capital 263.
Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over, it ain't over. Try to make a bag of memory over and over. Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over, it ain't over. Can't find a single piece of me, game over.
Yes, party people, hangers, what's poppin'? You know what's up. It is the Hangover Show, that podcast that explores the baller culture and social scenes as we have them in Zim. Ray, we missed you last week.
I know, B.
This guy like drops me and like in moments when I need him the most.
I'm making money moves.
Yes.
We gotta secure the bag.
All kinds of bags, honey. Bag. And today's guest. Alright. She's like, I'm gonna try not drop F bombs today. No, and I'm like, we want those bombs.
No, Farai is gonna be the only F bomb I'm dropping.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
We have Farai in the building today. She's, you're like representing our old school Bower Ranger today. Okay. Yes.
But like, how young is old school, or how old is new school? That's a question.
Good question. Let's talk about that in withdrawal. That's a very good question.
Okay. Yeah.
So don't go anywhere. Yes. You know, it brings it like it's hot with the kiss today and everything nice. Listen, guys, if you have not had kiss, I don't even know what to say. Should I say, I feel sorry for you? Should I be mad? I don't know. But like, this is the female cider. So niggas, take my notes. Pen, paper. It's got wild strawberry. It's got cherry. You can mix it with vodka. You can do so many creative things with it. So do the thing. So
speaking about niggas who drink this stuff.
Yeah, like no, this is what most niggas would be like. Oh, no, it's too sweet. And oh, no, I'm too manly for that.
No, a lot of those manly men. I really into the cherry flavor. I hate saying things like that, but the guys seem to like cherry, and the women seem to like.
Wild strawberry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what. Also, people in Bulawayo, they like the cherry more than the strawberry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Taste is a very relative thing. But.
What you get up
speaking
to?
Speaking of under the influence.
The weekend.
Yes. But okay, I'm going first. What did I do? I was with the girl behind the camera, Tandy.
Shout out,
and
Tandy.
We like had a whole bonding session. It was such like, she's such an experience. Like, shout out. But like, yeah, we went together and we went to Jamtree. We watched Sway the Third perform, and he's performing this weekend at Fields.
Shout out to Sway.
We did the things. Like, listen, Zim. Music, new generation, guys, it's we crazy. Are actually just genuinely not ready. But yeah, that was my weekend. Yours?
I was trying to retrieve files and redo shoots.
I'm sorry.
That was my weekend.
I'm sorry. That is ish. Yeah.
Yeah, it was wet.
We needed like bags of plants and cider, you know, ciders and just the whole package.
But I got through it though.
Yes, we make a way. We make a way. Farai, what do we do? Where do we drop F bombs this weekend?
No. I didn't drop any F bombs this weekend. I was dropping lots of kiss bombs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But this weekend was a quiet, kind of family oriented weekend because, you know, my last weekend was not so family oriented and not so quiet and full of lots of.
And mind you, she is representing the old school Bower Ranger for today.
Yes,
and she's out here telling us, listen, the other weekend was too hectic. I had to take a break. So, new school, recheck yourself. But like, upcoming events. We have Feels Festival. It's like literally 4 days away, but when you hear this, it'll probably be like 2 days away. But like, guys, it's get your ticket right now. I don't know what you're waiting for. Like, you can go on the Feels page, DM, you get all the ticket information there on the Hangover page. Listen, you can find this anyway, okay? It's on the 18th of May. It's at Motor Action Sports Club. It's $10 advance tickets, $15 at the gate. We have Sway the Third. We have The New Vibe. We have Soul Deep. We have DJ Made Her Believe. We have King Her, TK Beats, DJ Smith. We have Eight of Spades. We have Aishan performing as well. Like, it's a heavy-ass lineup. We have Nomad.
Shout out to the new school. The new school, wave.
New teens, new vibe. So, you've got to come through. It's a place to be. I mean, the only other event that's there this weekend anyway is Pop-Up. And it's at Utano Gardens, 30 Bath Road in Avondale. They have Langton B. They have Andy Le Browns. They have KB. They have Ray Biz and Rob Mac. Maxon, I think he's from South Africa or something like that.
No, he's a local cat.
Really?
He plays EDM.
Okay.
He's dope. He's dope. I love
him. Wait, you forgot to mention who else is going to be there?
Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
She is going to be on the bottle service for Feels. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, two events, but do you want to be it? It's not that hard to pick, but yes, guys, stay tuned for the buzz. You don't want to miss out. Poison Mama Mira, Mama Kiss, baby.
Mama Mira.
You know what it is.
Hey, that sounded, I don't know, but it's all right.
Welcome to the buzz, and today's topic is why old school partied better than new school.
Right.
So, right. Representative old school bar ranger. Still got it, by the way.
That was, thank you.
Yes.
Well, you know, old school, we weren't working all over the place like the youth of today are. And then people ask me, you got a problem with twerking? I'm like, my only problem is I can't do it.
Oh.
That's my only problem. But
like, listen, you can invent your own like twerking move and like, what
are the moves that I've tried? Those are moves. Those are not money moves.
Okay.
No, I don't know that we had more fun. Old school had more fun than new school. I don't think that's true, because I think every generation is like, oh, my time was better than your time. Yeah. We had more fun. We had, and I'm like, no, we just had the fun.
Okay, but speaking from someone who had fun then and is still having fun now,
yes.
Which era or time do you prefer, or are you like swinging both ways?
Both ways.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Both ways. I mean, I definitely love... No, it's a really terrible thing to admit. Like, I loved being old school when it was old school.
Yeah.
But I really actually love, like, modern music.
Okay, stuff okay.
Like now. So I have an appreciation for both. I think the only difference was that maybe our partying was cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it sounds really terrible, but there are lots of
Define cleaner.
There's just a lot of stuff.
Like what?
You know, like recreational psychotropic things that alter your mind,
like weed,
your conscious. No.
Like what?
Not even that.
That's not true.
Okay, yeah. Give it to us.
No, like, I'm talking about, like, you know, designer drugs,
yeah.
Which just weren't around. Okay. You know, back then. So, but in terms of partying, I mean, I loved partying. I remember I'd go out to circus, and my older brothers, if they saw me, they'd chase me. Like literally, I would have to move around the club so they couldn't catch up with me, because when they did, we would
have to get
out.
How do you have fun?
No
wonder you don't like twerking. You never got time to twerk.
Because
you were always running around.
Always running around.
She didn't have time to twerk.
Always running around. But, I don't know, it just seemed like a slightly more cleaner, more fun time.
Okay,
but
so would you...
I have fun now.
Okay. But for, let's say, your daughter.
Yeah.
Where would you rather have her party? Old school or new school? Where would you feel safer?
Oh, and old school.
Okay.
Yeah. No, no, no. Yeah. I feel safer old school. But okay. I think it'd probably be more fun now. No.
Okay.
Yeah. No, my daughter, she doesn't exist, but more... she'd be kind of horrified because I'd be like next to her.
But what's more fun now, though?
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Now,
yeah.
What about it? Is it the music? Is it the variety?
It's the music. It's the vibe. It's the fact that people are just free to be themselves. Mm-hmm. You're not so hung up on labels, titles, and mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just care less now, I think, than I did when I was younger. Okay. So it's more fun.
Okay.
For me.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, but I think the really cool thing about partying now is people are just doing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't have to adhere to any one particular group. You don't have to adhere to any one particular identity. You don't have to adhere to anything. You just do you.
Isn't it interesting hearing another generation our partying life right now and hearing it from, because for us, we're at the stage where we're like, change, you know, something new.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, you're here saying, listen, I enjoy now more than I did then. So
it's
interesting.
It's very interesting. What do you think? Because I think, well, I wasn't there in the old school, but
just judging from even the music and like, you know, the vibe that they had.
Yeah, I totally agree with her in terms of, okay, maybe my view is biased in the sense that maybe it's the stuff we saw on TV, how people used to party back in the day. But I also remember my dad telling me how it used to go down, and I agree with her that I guess it was more cleaner back in the day than it is now. And I also think like now a lot of people have that freedom to really, you know, go about the nightlife and enjoy themselves than back in the day. And, I would still choose our generation because I just feel like we have this energy, you know, like I've made so many friends, you know, at different clubs, different joints, you know, just based on the fact that they've got a good energy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a genuine energy. You can feel, you know, genuine good energy.
Yeah.
And just that alone says a lot about, you know, the people of our generation and how we roll.
True. Yeah, I don't know. I think, cause I listen to, there's one particular song I like, Lionel Richie, All Night Long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That song is a vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, I listen to it and I'm like, yes, I'm getting it on, you know? Like, even the video, like, I don't know.
Videos.
There's something about the way, you know, old school did it.
That's,
it's also where, I think now when we party, we value, I don't know, certain things more than we should. You know what I mean? Like, we're thinking of who's blowing the most bottles and who's slaying the most and, you know, whose Snapchat story was the most this weekend.
Yeah.
These guys were just, when we graduated from Jamba Kumba jailbreak, just to go dance and have a Coke.
I concur.
No, I really
do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and I think it just, there's so much originality in such partying. Like, it's so liberating. Like, You know, even the guys don't know, but Kakumba and I get a hiding and I've been caught up. It was worth it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it was fucking worth it. Yeah. I live my life tonight. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I think what would be interesting for me is having our generation in the 80s or in the 90s. That era.
We wouldn't survive. I mean,
I don't know. I think it'd be very interesting because we have a certain energy and a certain open-mindedness to going out that I guess, you know, old school didn't have.
Oh yeah.
No, you know what I mean? Like, we have a whole pre-drinks and things like that. And we're definitely more open-minded, more creative about how we go out.
But,
so that's what I'm saying. I feel like, I don't know. Imagine us then. With that mindset.
Oh yeah. That will work. I actually thought you meant maybe going through a time machine and having the same.
Oh no, time. I don't think. I think that'd be too hectic for both ends.
I think what has really kind of ruined, our generation is the whole digital world, digitalization, everything we needed on social media.
If it didn't snap, it didn't happen.
Exactly. So I'm in the club. I'm supposed to be having a good time, but half of the time I'm trying to snap that. Okay. So we are on the third round of bottles. I think that's the thing about old school.
They lived in the moment.
Exactly.
Well, you didn't have a choice.
We're living in the next morning. We're worried about having. Listen, there's nothing wrong with memories and stuff, but if you're now focusing more on letting now being the evidence for tomorrow, I'm like, you need to wake up and your body's telling you you had a good night. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's. It's 50-50, but I think I'm biased to the old school. I think they had a different type of mentality to it that we don't have and we will never be able to appreciate.
I have a question for new school. So in the 80s, you know, it was just after independence. Mm-hmm. So also nightlife had been very segregated and now it was beginning to come together where you get black people, colored people, Indian people, and white people partying. Mm-hmm. What's the deal now? I mean, not that I don't go out, but from a younger perspective, what's the deal with how much the races are mixing when it comes to going out or not?
I think we're now definitely there's more open-mindedness to that.
We're slowly getting there.
That's too slow because we started in
that's
the 80s.
That's very true.
Because I think why it's so slow is because we're fighting a whole society chain that had been, you know, being passed down from generation to generation. I think now for me, I think the thing is, it's those other races that are just not feeling as comfortable yet to really fully come out and join the race. I mean, you do see colors, but colors have their own kind of chill spot area. I think everyone has kind of created their own.
There is a bit of segregation, to be honest, because I think it also has to do with the music.
Mm.
You'll find that's
common segregation, you know what I mean?
You'll find that you'd really get, white people at Club Connect because majority of the songs there is Zim dancehall.
Mm. Okay.
Most white folk, they would prefer EDM.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to Tin Roof.
I was going to say Tin
Roof. Right? Because I've been there a lot of times. You really get black people. Only black folk that love that kind of music. Because I've heard a lot of people who've gone there and said, the music, I can't relate to it.
I think what we're trying is accommodating for each type. I think that is what we're trying.
Everyone.
So at a very slow pace, because I feel like, imagine having a club that caters for... Guys, we have a whole lot of Indians.
That's true.
In this city, we underestimate... Imagine having a club for Indians and different vibe, chill spots for different, races and whatever. It's a very slow rate, but I think, I wouldn't say there's segregation. I think segregation is the wrong word. I think there's just, I don't know what word to use. Yeah, turn on your mic.
But the thing is, what you said, that we're very slow in adapting that whole concept.
USA.
Because when I was in SA, almost every club I'd go to, regardless of the place being black dominated, you'd get some white folk, Indian folk there as well, because you know that throughout the night there's balance in music. I think that's another thing.
You were saying,
that's
Tandy,
also what I was gonna say.
Okay.
I think it's also a matter of the music. You go to different places, you might not get the full range of music that caters to different people. Cause yes, there is the stereotypes that certain races prefer certain music. And it's also just real. Some people just relate because they relate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's there's also genres like house music that cut across race. House spans from Chicago house, deep house, Guaito, Amapiano, all of that in one place can bring people together. But it's no one's really creating spaces like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, true. So I think, I don't know. It's very interesting. I don't know, guys. What I think I would love to hear what the hangers would say about this.
Yeah, we need to
make that happen and make sure you guys can send in your responses. But I don't know.
Tell us, guys, what you think.
What you think. But I think this is probably surprising to people. Most people are Lala's choosing old school. But yes, I think there's just something about old school that I feel
there is something about old school. And I hate to say it, but people used instruments. Like, just to turn up. There's no, like, the music they're actually making, there were instruments being used.
Actual.
And I make my own music. I have my laptop and a garage band. That's all great and fine, but I'm not playing those instruments. And there's a different sound for the ear when you've got a person that's playing instruments as opposed to a computer that's making perfect sounds. Instruments aren't perfect.
That's what I'm saying. Cut that. That's the original feel to it.
Yeah.
Shout out. But yo, guys, so I think as we round up the segment, what are we? We need to decide, right?
Okay.
Who partied better?
You know I'm going to say that old school partied better.
Yes, girl.
Old school.
Yeah. Right?
New school.
New school?
Yeah. I totally vibe with the old school, mm-hmm. but I'm just, the energy that I've experienced is just from our generation.
Yeah. For me, I think old school partied better, but I do appreciate the freshness that new school music has.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think I'll say I like old school mindset, but new school music.
That's interesting.
Tandy?
I think I'm somewhere along the lines of that as well. Uh-huh. I appreciate the content.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the like layers in mm-hmm. the old school, mm-hmm. but there's something that's just defiant about new school. It's just like
it's a fresher breath there. Yeah.
So I'm like,
you guys are not ready for the trumpet. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, the drums they swing low, and the trumpets they go, and the trumpets they go. Yes, the trumpets they go and the buzz goes and the trumpet comes. So today's topic for the trumpet is turning up as an escape from mental health issues. And I think this is so relevant because this is the month for mental health
awareness. Yeah.
And I don't know, I think I really thought really hard about this, and I'm like, you know, it's always funny. I'm always saying this, that in Zimbabwe, in Chiroti Womir, we say, no matter if rent goes to $5, people will find money and ways to turn up.
Yep.
And that's when people turn up the most, funny enough. And, you know, a lot of people are always just like, ah, no, kungo karama faro, or, you know, it's irresponsibility or whatever. But really, half the time, I feel like when we go out, it's always us trying to get a breath, get a break, let loose.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we letting loose from? And I feel like that's what people ignore.
Yeah.
You know, and the truth is, because of our society, because of, you know, our culture, unfortunately, mental health issues is a taboo. It's a non-starter. You start it up and you're looked at crazy and all those things, but
yeah.
I feel like mental health issues is really the real reason why we're so focused on going out and turning up and being, you know, doing activities that allow us to be under a certain influence. That's not reality. Because reality is just that, I don't know. It's that much messed up.
Yo.
That's deep, huh?
That's
hangover just went deep that's in your deep. Party soul.
That's deep.
It's deep because mental health is, it's a big deal to start with, and it's sad that one thing I've noticed, even with, because I wasn't really up for the whole mental health issue until I think 2 years back when I was going through some things, and a friend of mine actually said, you know what, you need to go for therapy because you're struggling, you know, mentally, mental health, you need to just, you know,
protected.
Exactly. And I used to have this whole idea that, okay, if I go out, have fun, that's me dealing with the whole situation.
Mm.
Only to find out that, it's an escape within the moment, but you're not really addressing the hardcore issue, and it becomes a cycle. Right. And not that there's anything wrong with going clubbing for as an escape, but it should be more for fun, to have a blast, like what you said, to get a breather, than to actually deal with your the mental health issue.
Oh, props to you for being honest about, you know, issues that you've dealt with. And I think it's a great topic. Like, I've been through a depression myself. Mm-hmm. And if you had told me a couple of years ago that I'd go through depression, I'd be like, get
what you mean?
Out of here.
That's true.
F-bomb out of here.
That's true.
You must be joking. And I think it's a really important thing to address. And I think going out is great. Mm-hmm. Partying is great. And it's called recreation because you should be creating something during that time. You know, having a good time creating.
Shut up. That is some deep. You should be creating as you're turning up. Yeah. That is some shout out.
So when that's not happening, I think the lines get blurred between, okay, I just don't want to think about this thing. So let me ingest, smoke, drink, whatever. But you know that problem's going to be waiting for you.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you, you're sober, starts when you're hanging even.
So I think sometimes we don't see, sometimes when people drink too much, exactly what you were saying before, we don't realize that, no, that person, it's not they're drinking too much, they're actually, this is how they're dealing with the struggles that they're going through. And that is completely different from going out and partying.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Going out and partying should be fun.
Because already your mindset why you're doing it is like totally. And I think, like, for me, definitely, like, I wouldn't even lie to you. Like, for me, a lot of people are like, why do you smoke? And I'm like, for me, that's a coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I cope with every demon that life has to offer and attack me with every day. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm that one person who, if I'm going through something, if I'm sad, I'm always like, I need to go out. I need to smoke. You know, like, I just need to not be trying to think about this and stuff. But, like, I think key word here in this whole topic is escape.
Yeah.
And it's you, it's, I think it's, a, you're allowed to escape. Listen, there's some nights where you're like, listen, I just want to shake the stress off. I want to go have a good time. You know, for other people, it's even sexual where they just, I just need to come. You know what I mean? Just like, that's how deep it is.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's, at the end of the day, when you choose to escape, it's okay. But remember to then deal with it.
Yeah.
Because if you just have a habit of escaping, you're just piling. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's going to get to a point where, yes, being under the influence does help, but it gets to a point where now it's even making you trip even more about what you're piling up, you know?
You get yourself caught up in a cycle, a destructive cycle.
Exactly.
And it's like, it's because you don't know your intention. And I think that's the thing for me, because I've also been in a space where partying is like an escape for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized that it can be destructive if it's like all you're doing to deal with what you're going through. Because you still have to do the work, you know what I mean? Like, but I realized that, like, also especially with the types of parties you attend, like, if you're in a place where what matters is the music, the dancing, is the intimacy between people, that's a space to release. That's a space after you've done the work, or before you've done the work, you're clearing.
You're clearing out, getting ready.
You're getting ready to, like, go in, you know. But if you're in a space that makes you feel small, makes you, like, think about things that you hate, think about comparing yourself to other people.
Yeah, because there are, honestly, there are some, like, events and stuff where it's doing more damage than good.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get in there, you're going to see someone popping bottles, you're going to think, ha, what am I doing with my life? You know, you're going to see a girl probably chilling with some rich ass niggas, you're going to be like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? And you're going to interact with certain people that are not even your people, that are not even who you are. Do you know what I mean? And, like, all because of, I want to escape, I just, I'm not trying to think about my issues. Now you end up being in a worse environment than you really were before. You know what I mean? And I think for me, it's like, I feel like we should, since it's clear that, you know, going out, half the time the real reason is because people are trying to escape from their issues and whatever, I feel like we then need to, like, really think about it and find a way to infiltrate good mental health habits in the social scenes, in the clubs, like, in the, like, let's, we're crying for change, and we need to really go to the deep roots of why we got in the first place for us to have that feel of change, you know, where we go into a club and, you know, I'm, when I get into that club, it's good vibes. I'm just dancing. You know what I mean? There's no social pressure whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, mental health is a real thing. Like I said before, like, in our society, in our culture, it's a taboo, you know? Talking about it, It's a whole other conversation.
Well, because we don't actually really deal too well with mental health. We say, ashikirwa.
Exactly.
Or, you know, and it's like, no, maybe they're just going through something.
Something. Yeah. And it's okay to go through something. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I don't know. I think we need to really, like, utilize the power of social scenes, because I think it's so powerful. Because it's connecting so many people from different backgrounds with different experiences.
That's where you can build community. Like, honestly, I've actually been in spaces where it's a party, but it becomes like a family thing. It becomes like a church, you know, like, if I used to go to
that sounds like Deep House.
I thought the lyrics are Deep House.
I was literally about to say I used to go to this Deep House party every Sunday of the month. I think every first or last Sunday of the month. And when you go there, it's familiar people. You recognize all the people. There's just a sense of like community, companionship, of like collective intimacy. Like, we're all here, there's a lot of us, but it's intimate. It's a space that all of us are feeling like free.
And I feel like that should be the definition of a festival.
Yeah.
That's what a festival should feel like. You know, like, even have like a mental health festival where,
you know, and it's,
you know, we have different like stalls that have like different things to offer to your mental health.
Yeah, that like, you imagine you can go into a space and like, maybe it's a room that's lit in a certain color. There's certain smells. It's going to trigger a certain part of your memory or a certain part of your brain. And maybe you just lay down and look at a projector screen projecting things in the sky for like 2 minutes. And then you move on to another room where you like listen to certain sounds and touch certain.
And make the social scene, you know, like a comfortable place to open up about such issues.
Yeah.
You know, because clearly, our families.
But also to add on this topic, the incidents whereby I've been to, it has happened mainly at pubs, you know, where you have more grown men, mature people in there. And I remember this other time I was sitting.
You mean like sugar daddy?
Yeah. I was sitting at the bar. Okay. I was sitting at the bar, right? And this man had been drinking for like the longest time, right? And out of nowhere, he just started telling me his life or things about his whole life. And he was going through the most.
Yeah.
But I took time to listen. Mm. I was just there to listen, because sometimes that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Because for some people, I always say this, mental health, there's a lot of ways to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is to vent out. Because when people have so much they're holding in, it keeps on piling.
And when someone is drunk, that's when they're most comfortable to let everything out.
Exactly. And sometimes what a person needs is just somebody to listen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Period.
And you know, sometimes it's so perfect when it's a stranger, because this is someone who doesn't know you. They have no reason to judge you. You probably will never see them again. So
it's
really
like a one night stand.
Yeah, but like a mental one night stand. That's like some really mental,
like a mental emotional.
Yeah, one night stand type of thing. And like, that's like all you need, like the most randomest person. And just air out.
I like that, the idea of like an emotion.
I feel like that would be like so, like having a pub like that. And then the waitresses are the people
I've
you
had
can vent
so
out
many
to
of those cool. experiences. People just
open up,
even venting like out.
This type of girl, like, she had just seen her nigga in the club cheating.
Ooh.
She's like, I can't go back out there by myself. Like, I feel like I'll break down in front of him, and I don't want to give him the satisfaction.
Yeah.
Like, she was going through like a whole real life moment right there in the bathroom.
And
this was one plus one. And she's like, bro, like, I know we, like, I don't know you, but like, please get out with me. Like, I can't, just, I know where the car is. Just take me to the car. Like, I can't. And I was like, sis, I got you. Because at the same time, I understand trying to protect your pride as a girl. And I was lit, but I was like, okay, I'll find if you need.
But like, that litness makes you like take care of other people.
That is so true. That is so true. You don't think about it too much.
Yeah, just like, oh, that's true.
So like, yeah, guys, I don't know. I think we underestimate the power of just taking care of your mental health.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, just choosing to be, like, what we're saying, in the right spaces.
Yeah.
Like, knowing that it's okay to feel what you're feeling. It's shitty, but it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, certain habits. And, like, yeah, man, like we just need to learn to protect our mental health wherever we are. And like, as much as an escape is good, like, let's not forget to do the real work.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, don't then let turn up be something that just makes you, it's like drinking a painkiller.
Yeah.
But it becomes an addiction.
Exactly. And an addiction that, you know, you listen, the truth is, especially in this generation, partying is a part of our life. That's what we do now. We're making money from that shit. That's what's up. So we might as well use it to the best of our benefits.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, guys, like, so just to round it off, what do you each have to say about this? Or something to say, like, anything.
Mental health is something that is very important. Mm-hmm. And going out, you know, clubbing, turning up is dope.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend everyone to do it because mm-hmm. I feel like it contributes to part of the ecosystem, mm-hmm. our mm-hmm. ecosystem, but don't let it be the drug, like, you know, mm-hmm. like, because you're going through some stuff, you can't, you have to go clubbing, you have to drink, you have to get super sloshed,
mm-hmm.
you know. You can still have fun whilst you're just tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it a habit that you need to be like super, super sloshed every single weekend. Because mm-hmm. I even know people who drink now or have this whole partying life on a daily basis, not even on a weekend basis, mm-hmm. because the things they're going through are just that deep.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, mm-hmm. you know, look after yourselves, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Well, as the Kiss Cider representative, I have to say that you should enjoy responsibly. But as a human being, mm-hmm. I think people should just know, like, about mental health. Whatever you're feeling mm-hmm. or whatever you're thinking, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is so important for you to respect the fact that your feelings, whether you're sad, you're happy, or whatever, those emotions are fine. They're part and parcel of you being a human being. That being said, you shouldn't be bringing those emotions into partying, because partying is so much fun.
Mm. You know? It requires a whole other emotion.
Yeah, it just gives you a sense of release. It mm. gives you a sense of community with people that you're partying with, whether it's because you have similar tastes in music mm. or you have similar tastes in alcohol or those kind of things. Mm-hmm. It still is something that's communal.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you find yourself partying and it's not fun, then you should probably tell somebody.
Yeah.
Just tell somebody. Because if it's not fun, it's not partying. And that is actually what
shout out.
Be doing.
If it's not fun, actually, not that's going to be the title of the episode.
Yeah.
If it's not fun, it's not partying.
No.
Nice. Shout out.
And it's okay if you can't figure stuff out. Just get a hold of somebody who can.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Sandy. Party.
Yeah, I think I kind of agree with I think, face yourself first before you try and like reach for things that will like rescue you. Like, just, it's okay to feel the way you feel. Acknowledge it. It's not who you are. It's just a transient thing. And let going out be something that brings you back to life. Let it be something that you enjoy. Let it not be something that is like a crutch. Let it not be something that makes you feel like you can only have, you know, once in a while, you can only have to run away from yourself. Like, nah, bring yourself to that space too. You enjoy it. Oh, enjoy it. Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Shout out. So true. I think when you are honest with yourself and like you accept that, listen, I'm going through something, but I'm going to go out and I'm going to have a good time. And I'm gonna use that as a way to clear my head, but to come back and be in a better position to deal with it. It's okay to escape, but it's not okay to run away.
It should come from a place of like compassion for yourself. Like, is you running away
respect
from yourself
right now? Exactly. Like, take care of yourself. Exactly. And listen, I know sometimes it's very difficult to remember that you're not on your own, but you're not.
You really are.
You're not. Don't expect the people who you expect to listen to you, because they're not
necessarily the ones that are going to.
Those are the ones that are gonna like do the most to you, crush you. Listen, I know this from firsthand experience.
Hey.
So it's peak. It's so peak in this street. So Listen, it's being a Power Ranger can actually be your power in knowing how to deal with things.
That's right.
Because you've understood another way of letting out, of letting go.
Yeah.
But just always remember to still be your own person whilst you're letting out and whilst you're letting go. So yeah, guys, find someone to talk to. You know, it's always good letting it out. There's so much. I'm someone who's not really open to like talking. I'm very selective, but
I'm actually doing a podcast.
No, okay. No, in the sense of someone actually like, because I feel like sometimes the things that I go through, because I don't get it, I don't know how best to explain, someone else will actually get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm very picky in terms of that, but mm-hmm. there is so much power in that, and I'm realizing, you know, it's something I'm going through as well. So you're never alone. Like, trust, yeah. you're never alone. So protect your mental health, guys. Mm-hmm. Let's go out. Let's have a good time. Let's let it out. Let's let out those necessary fluids, but let's always come back to reality and fight these freaking demons. So yeah, man, stay tuned for the lounge. So, yes, welcome to the lounge. This is the segment where our guest gets to shine.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
With your kiss and everything going on there. So,
okay.
Like I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, our guest today is Farai. She's a very interesting lady with interesting looking cans, with an interesting word. Mwah. So, Farai, Farai?
Hey.
What do we have to expect from you? What is Kiss? Who is Kiss?
All right.
All that.
Well, hello to everybody in the lounge. Today it's going to be a liquid lounge because we're going to be talking about alcohol, particularly talking about Kiss. Enjoy responsibly, people. These kind of discussions are only about enjoying responsibly because I don't want to get into trouble.
So, shout out, neither do we.
Basically, we've got a whole lot of Kisses for Zimbabwe, not the kind that are going to get us beaten up or getting people into trouble with their beloved ones. This one is a cider. It comes in a strawberry and a cherry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in a 500 milliliter can. Did you hear that piece? 500 milliliter can.
No 330.
Mm-mm. This is stuff for real. B word.
Yeah! You can say it, though. You can say it.
I know.
You can say it.
I know I can say it.
Come on.
Yes!
Let's go.
I'm just refraining from doing so, you know, just trying to maintain a proper sort of level of humility.
It's a hangover show effect. It's okay.
Oh, I see. So basically, we're a company. We're a new company. We've been around basically since last year. We've got our headquarters in Zimbabwe, in Bulawayo, but it's actually founded in England.
Mm-hmm.
And we import European stuff, really yummy European liquor that people haven't tried before. Mm-hmm. We have the licenses for the stuff that we bring. So we're not doing my funny funnies. You're buying you're not buying like a Jameson and then it turns out it's Jamie's son. there's no
shots fired.
Jamie!
No disrespect to Jamie's son, but I'm just saying. And right now, what we're really pushing are Kiss ciders. They're fun. Okay. They're sparkly. It's like sparkling wine,
guys,
mixed with cider.
I'm more of a smoker than I'm a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
But listen.
Same here.
This is, if anyone be like, cause I always struggle with the question, what should I get you to drink? I'm always like, give me a blunt instead. But now it's give me a kiss.
No, it could be give me a blunt and a kiss.
Ooh, girl! Yeah!
Enjoy responsibly, people.
Do you see why I got old school vibes?
Thank you. Enjoy responsibly. But yeah, it's just fun. It's fruity. Mm-hmm. It's cute. Everybody thinks that it's actually an energy drink cause the cans are pink and the cans are purple. No, it's not, it is kind of an energy drink.
I mean, it gives you that kind of energy.
And it's tasty and it's delicious on crushed ice. You can also have it as a slushy if you put it into your freezer and keep it there for long enough and then you just let it melt and then you pour it into your...
Yes,
with ping, 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 shot ping. Of like vodka or gin or brandy or whatever you want to have with it.
Gin.
And it's just yummy. I don't know what else to say. I drink it. I only sell stuff I drink.
Oosh, yes, okay. Yes. Okay,
I like
okay.
It. And it's our way of giving you a kiss.
I can't get over this. And as for I,
yes,
who, like, You want to give us a bit of some F-bombs, the last one.
Okay.
Before the F-bombs.
The real F-bomb. So, yes. Hey, what's up, Zimbabwe? My name is Farai.
Okay, so this one's
I'm a Virgo.
Okay.
I'm a creative.
Yeah. Yes, shout out.
I'm an economist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm damn difficult. I'm just letting you know. I love Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're going through hard times right now, but you better believe that the secret that's inside of you and the fire and the passion that's inside of all of us, that's going to see us through.
Shout
you don't need to worry about this. These are these are things that are supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know that when, and hate to bring up God, but when one door closes, you know another one opens. And if it doesn't, you kick through the damn window.
Amen!
And that is what we're being asked to do. So me as Farai, I just represent a lot of positivity, love, passion, and being out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to live my authentic life, and I want to thank you for asking me to this podcast. It was so much fun. I hope you ask me back again.
Oh, hey, we're hoping that we can have like kids all over, hangover like that. You know, I'm trying to get those deals, girl. Yes, you know this.
We are so excited. Like,
yes.
I hate seeing old school, new school, because it's all about school, because we're all in school. We're all paying school fees. Learning. That stuff never ends. But it's just been really a lot of fun to just be hanging out today.
Yeah.
And definitely next time, you should see, we didn't bring enough kiss, so next time I promise we're gonna have a kiss party up in here.
We need more of the cherry taste.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so apparently cherry is more on the male dominated list.
Goes down.
And ladies, we seem to like the wild strawberry, although Tandy in the building is feeling some cherry.
Tandy loves a cherry.
I mean, cherry is just like a cake that I like.
Cut that.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
You need to give the hangers and everyone else who's listening the handles, social media handles for her.
So that we show you some love.
So all the time.
I think that would be a really great idea if I didn't just forget what the heck our handles are. So how about you do this? Go and take a look at your page.
Okay.
And we'll make sure that our handles are on there. Because I want to say it's actually Zim Kiss, but I don't want to tell you the wrong thing. And if it's the wrong thing, you can come and get a kiss from me.
Definitely.
I don't mean a cider.
Oh!
Okay.
Yes! Okay. F-bomb! So yeah, definitely we will tag you. We will tag you. So you gotta check it out. You have no excuse but to. But shout out, thank you. And your personal social media handles. Oh, or you don't like new friends?
I don't like new friends.
Yeah,
no,
she doesn't like
I love
friends.
My old
no
ones.
No. All right, man. Well, it's been so much fun. Thank you so much for coming through with the kiss status.
Thank you so much for keeping us lit
in the lituation. Oh, it's your girl Lala Machanisa on Instagram. It's one word. DM me. Follow us on The Hangover Show Zim on IG. The Hangover Show ZW on Twitter. DM us. Let us know what's popping, what's happening. Follow Kiss. Follow The Hangover Show. Do the things that need to be done.
And you know it's your boy, yeah, Rob. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, as well as @scope_Africa for all the creative.
Mm-hmm. My booking sheet, my boy does the things.
All right.
The girl behind the camera for these visuals. Come on, you gotta let them know. You gotta let them know, honey.
Tandy Gula, aka Digital Gorgeous.
Yep. Ooh! We are about to leave you listening to this week. We're gonna give you a little something different. We've got Sway the Third song. His video is dropping soon. We will actually hit you up with those links as soon as it drops, but enjoy it, love it. We love you. Stay safe, stay part, and protect your mental health.
Right.
And do the things that need to be done. Stay hanging. We love you.
Out.
Mwah.
X-rated meltdown of the power culture.
Yo, am I way? 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 Baby, the way you move it, you got. If only I could tell you the reason. Feel like I'm on a boat that's sinking. Feel like I'm on a plane that's crashing. Young and trying to see what's attaching. I wanna find out.
She says she want walk, can talk. Tell her come roll if you don't choke. Man stay pan roll like a bike spoke. Man undid it, man undid it. She says she wanna go to the crib. Tell her e-boy and did it, bro. She could pull up to the show with the kinfolk. Man undid it, man undid it. Hands up if you came to party. Man undid it, man undid it. Turn up cause she got my scar. Man undid it, man undid it. Mama don't despair. Young if in the pool, my jet. Everything dope, super wavy, but still I feel like. Baby, the way you move it, you got. If only I could tell you the reason. Feel like I'm on a boat that's sinking. Feel like I'm on a plane that's crashing. A youngin' tryin' to see what's attaching. Wanna find out. Baby, the way you move it, you got. If only I could tell you the reason. Feel like I'm on a boat that's sinking. Feel like I'm on a plane that's crashing. A youngin' tryin' to see what's attaching. Wanna find out.
Capital 263.